Hello, Wayne. Good morning to you.
A very good morning to you.
Now, I've been saying good morning to people, Frank Hennessy, Owen Money and yourself, Wayne, but this is a very, very sad day.
Indeed, it was not entirely unexpected because, alas, in the last few weeks, Stan has been very unwell. But Stan had an amazing affection for the business, but the business had an affection for Stan. Last night I was at the Royal Variety performance at the Palladium in London, and so many people asked me, pros, other performers asked me, how is Stan? We understand he's not well. How is he? He was very affectionately regarded by other performers, other pros.
And Wynne, Frank was in studio just a few moments ago talking about Stan, and he said he was an all-round entertainer and the last of his kind. And to last that long in that industry, more than 60 years, Wynne, in the entertainment industry, working in comedy, musician, stage, panto, TV, that's an incredible achievement, Wynne.
Well, we're, both of us were coming up to 70 years in the business. Stan's variety and his own variety as a performer was very valuable because he adjusted to... We worked in pantomimes, we worked in summer shows, we worked on variety bills. Stan, bless his heart, was able to adapt to it. But although he had a reputation around Britain, there was... always with Stan, a love of his home in Cardiff and of his lovely Betty, his wife and his family. But Stan did not want to divorce himself from South Wales, from his home here, to become the international name that he might have been.
A true Welsh legend. Was he the same on and off the stage? Because he was dearly loved on stage, of course. What was he like backstage?
He was two different characters. Stan was a very funny man, but he was also a very deep-thinking man, and he was also a very keen musician. And I remember him when he first got hold of a guitar, and he was determined that he was going to make that his instrument. And his determination as a musician was tremendous, was admirable.
And you were regulars on the BBC radio programme, Welsh Rarebits with Stan.
Welsh Rarebits was that programme which made the rest of Great Britain aware for the first time that Wales could not only laugh, but could laugh at itself. And it was through radio, and particularly through Welsh Rarebits, that programme, that the rest of Britain, because it went out on what was called the Light programme, it went out to the whole of Britain, proving that we not only could sing in Wales, we not only bred actors and dramatists, but we also had a humour. And Stan was very much right at the beginning with Harry Secombe, with Gladys Morgan, with the Maudie Edwards, etc., proving that the Welsh could not only laugh, but we could laugh at ourselves.